This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has extended the tax filing deadline for some charities to mid-August because of COVID-19. The state is following the lead of the IRS in granting the extension. Officials say Coloradans donated $4.5 billion to more than 7,000 charities last year. The cost of fighting the new coronavirus is taking a toll on city and county budgets across the state. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse has introduced a bill that would give more money to local governments. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse's bill would provide $250 billion to small and mid-sized communities struggling with the COVID-19 response. Those communities are currently unable to access stabilization funds for local government in the $2 trillion CARES Act. Only places with over 500,000 people are able to get those dollars. Neguse says that leaves out many hard-hit Colorado communities, including Boulder and Eagle counties in his district. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Former Rockies first baseman Todd Helton has been sentenced to 2 days in jail following a DUI arrest from March of last year. Helton says he has served time already for the single vehicle crash in Tennessee. The five-time All-Star was also sentenced to a year's probation and ordered to pay a fine. Helton was arrested on suspicion of DUI 7 years ago in Colorado. It is currently 69 degrees with a few clouds dotting the sky in Denver. It's 65 and sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.